Good morning. So this week's topic we're going to be learning about is Simcha. This month, actually, Simcha is an extremely broad topic with many branches. There are many languages of Simcha. Gila, Rina, Diza, Vekeva, Ava, Achva, Shalom, Rei. So many lashainas of Sasain and Simcha and joy and happiness. So we'll focus on one of them, and that is Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Simcha is, if somebody, kid gets a candy, his eyes light up and he has joy. You hear wonderful news. That's also a sense of joy. Simcha is a certain sense of satisfaction. And this is why in Chazal, when we speak about Simcha, there's a whole month that's dedicated to Simcha, Marbe B'Simcha. Not only Marbe B'Simcha, but Adar, but it's brought down in Halakha that it's supposed to extend from Adar and even increase going into Pesach, because both of these months are Nisan. They're months of miracles that occur for Klal Yisrael. But together with those miracles, which is something normally you'd say is associated with joy, comes Simcha. And the Simcha is Simcha Shel Mitzvah. To start off the month, we have all these extra mitzvahs. We have the Arba Parashiyos. What could be better than starting off a month with taking out 3 Sifrei Torah? And the extra words of Torah that you're learning. Simcha Shel Mitzvah is something that's an additive. It's like putting sugar into the food that you're having or adding some spice to a steak. What you're doing is you're taking something that's amazing to start with, and it's your choice. Simcha is not just a natural thing. That's where you choose to either do something with Simcha or to do it bland, like on a diet. Why have a piece of steak without flavor? Or why have a piece of bread without smearing something on it when you're able to add the addition of Simcha? Every mitzvah opportunity, especially coming these months where we have so many extra mitzvahs in Adar and in Nisan, all of these opportunities should be something to satisfy us with a tremendous sense of satisfaction in Simcha. Shkayach.